Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexed My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas like, how can I go back to etiquette coaching after my time in a jail cell? Is it rude to tell someone from Leicester that you don't like Red Leicester? And what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we? William Hanson, the UK's leading etiquette expert.
No, we're not, Jordan North, radio and television presenter. I'm more Swiss watch, you're more crime watch, although I could now be both. Thank you to a fellow William for sending that one in.
Oh, I need to sort that claim out as well. That's just reminded me.
What claim?
For me, watch.
Oh, gosh, yes. Have you still not done that?
Oh, they keep ringing me, but I'm just... It's not enough hours in the day, William.
No.
There's not enough hours in the day.
I've said this to you before, and I'll say it again. I don't know how you fit it all in.
No. Shall we have a drink?
Well, I could have a drink. Now, if June Devers, if you didn't listen to our Friday weekend release, you may not have heard right at the start, there was an almighty crash as Jordan North broke one of our beautiful tumblers with a very heavy bottom and a delicate rim. In fact, it was so delicate, Jordan absolutely smashed the rim. And it broke. And there's only now one glass.
And these are expensive glasses, aren't they?
These are, yes, the listener sent these in. They're lovely glasses.
I'm so sorry. I chipped it on the microphone and then it cracked.
You didn't do it on purpose.
I break a glass a week in my house.
Do you?
From dishwasher and stuff, wine glasses. I broke a coffee pot the other day.
We've talked about this with Jack Callahan, but you should not put your glasses in the dishwasher.
I'm honestly a nightmare for it. So what am I going to have?
I've got a solution.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
So you don't break anything in future.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for you. I've got your little zippy cup.
I deserve this. I have no comeback to this. I totally deserve this.
Thank you to...
I might order some of them for me house.
I think you should. So I'll just pour you...
I tell you, I spilled a full mug of coffee on white bedding.
Oh, I got. Do you drink coffee in bed?
No, I stupidly thought it'd be fine to balance it on the bed. And obviously
right.
It fell off. I was rushing in the morning.
Don't need to be Einstein to say, I'm doing all drinking pouring.
Oh, okay.
You are off drinking.
So I've got a sippy cup. Can I have it with the lid on? Do I have to have it with a lid on?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You can't be trusted.
Do you know, don't, because I'll end up having to get one of these for house.
Oh, God. Gosh, mums have it hard, don't they? Look at that. I can't get it on. Oh, gosh. There we go.
If you're listening right now, it's a pink sippy cup with two handles.
Would you call it pink or would you call it slightly lilac?
Lilac, now you've said
it.
Yeah. Okay. Where's the end? Where's the hole?
There. Just put it to your lips. Hang on. Should we do a toast?
Oh.
We're going to toast everyone in... Two hands. We're going to toast everyone in Belfast and Dublin who bought tickets to the show there. This is to you.
It's Belfast and Dublin. Oh.
How does it taste out of plastic?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Does it taste nice?
I could get used to that.
Yeah. Oh, it's running all down your chin.
Cheers.
And just do a bit of a durability test. Just sort of bang it on a few things. You see, look, nothing, no... Testing it. Don't, Jordan, they're very expensive microphones.
How much did that set you back?
That? Yeah. Like £5.
For a sippy cup?
Well, it's if it protects our microphone and it's going to last until we finish this podcast, then yes.
Do you know what? I should feel degraded by that, but I deserve it.
You like that, don't you?
I could get one of these from these studios because you're not allowed coffee in it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'll see if there's a buy one, get one free offer. I can get another one.
Yeah. I had studio training the other week, walked in with a coffee. They're like,
So you've used studios for most of your life?
It's a new studio. You've got to get used to it. It's like pilots that fly Boeings or what's the other ones?
Airbus.
You've got to like, it's a different...
Oh.
I'm comparing myself to a pilot.
I'm Jordan North. I'm in the cockpit today.
It's all the fellow radio, all the fellow radio anoraks will know it's like different.
Gosh, if your voice came over the tannoy when people were about to take off, you'd worry, wouldn't you?
You would. Yeah, no. I got all Tenerife.
You'd get distracted halfway mid-flight and forget to land it. Just be forever circling.
Yeah. Oh, God, I couldn't be a pilot.
No.
But yeah, I might be able to use that in a new job.
I think that's, well, that one stays here, but I will get you another one. Maybe you could get a branded one.
Oh, could get a Burnley one.
Yes.
They'll have them in Club Shop.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think that's marvellous.
I can't, that's another thing. I can't go in Club Shop anymore. I've banned myself.
Okay.
Because I go in and I just, like, used to have to save up and stuff and be like, just go mad when I was a kid. And now I go in, I'm like, get that, get that. I've got pillars in my house, cushions, badges. I've got about 4 Burnley ties. I've only worn one.
Gosh, probably run out of rooms to put them in.
I've got pencils, pens, or you name it. I've got, if it's got Burnley on it, bedding, curtains. I've got a lunchbox.
So sophisticated.
I've got a boot bag.
A boot bag?
To put your footy boots in.
Right.
You're going to start five-a-side again.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, how's your week been?
Yes, absolutely fine. And we should just say, by the way, if you missed out on tickets for the tour, whether that was in Belfast, Dublin or anywhere else, don't panic.
Fear not.
Something's coming soon.
Think ABBA Voyage.
Only obviously more butch.
We're that big. Think ABBA Voyage, but on steroids.
Also, can I just say, I love the fact you've said Voyage, because quite a few people message me to say that they genuinely, when I said it was called ABBA Voyage, which is called ABBA Voyage, they thought that I was being genuine and it is called Voyage. It's Voyage. ABBA Voyage.
Oh.
It's not Voyage.
Yeah, I've still not been to that.
No.
Oh, I want to take my mum and grandma because it's proper Huns. Like,
can I come on that night,
yes,
please?
Yes, you would love it. We'll all get pissed on Prosecco.
No, I don't do that.
You can all slag your husbands off. Oh, you'll love it. Oh, my grandma's case, her boyfriend.
Yeah.
She said it all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well, I want to take my mum. It's meant to be fantastic.
When's your next coming over?
I'm not sure yet, actually. I'm going to get some dates in. They're doing it with Elvis now.
Hmm.
Oh, that, don't that.
No, I don't. Like, ABBA, yeah, okay, I'll go and see that. Elvis.
Oh,
no, thank you very much.
Oh, no, we're going to see Elvis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
I tell you, one of the funniest things that ever happened to me, there's an Elvis tribute act on in 110 Club in Burnley. 110 Club.
I've never heard of the 110. Okay.
Yeah, it shut down at Crossroad from Miners. And right. I was in there with my mum.
That's the pub, not children.
Yeah. I was in there with my mum, my grandma and my dad, and there's this Elvis tribute act on. It was a good few years ago now, and they took me to see him because, you know, I love Elvis. And he was really good. And he was so in character, I went for a wee. And during the break, he was having a wee next to me at the urinal. And I went, oh, that was great. That was a great first half. But he looked at me and went, thank you. Thank you very much. At the urinal. Still in character.
Oh, that's nice. And you were how old?
He's probably about 50.
You were how old?
Oh, I was about 23, 24.
Okay.
Yeah, it was ages ago. I remember. It was actually on Mother's Day. He was great. But he's not actually from Tennessee. He's from Barnoldswick. He used to work with my grandma. Work with in Lucas, as they call
Lucas,
it.
Lucas, nice.
It's a factory. Anyway.
Can we talk about your Saturday Night Takeaway thing? 2 weeks ago now. You were in a farm in some dungarees with a cow.
Ooh-ar.
Yes.
Yes, I was.
How was that?
It was great, yeah. It was a bit weird.
You had been telling Selfshoot Alex, who'd come along with you to film...
My videographer.
Your video. Jordan's trying to get in on the Viral Freddy act with Alex. And you had been telling him all week, we're going to Essex. And Alex was slightly surprised to find that you were in Sussex because you got the two mixed up.
Was it Sussex?
Yes.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
It's Crawley.
I think that's Sussex.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Yeah, we got there and I had to wear dungarees with patches on and wellies.
Yes.
Yeah. And there was a big cow behind me.
Yeah. Not for the first time.
And then we had to gunge some members of the public.
Gunge?
So if you got covered in muck, there was three buckets above three people's heads. If you got covered in muck, you won muckle. But if you got covered in milk, you won a takeaway getaway and tickets to the Brit Awards.
Wow.
Which leads me on to the next thing. So I went literally within an hour from wellies, like knee deep in mud, to dungaree. It's hard to have a bloody wee in dungarees, by the way. Any painters and decorators listening, it's a nightmare. So we went that, and then an hour later, I was in my Brits outfit.
Yes. Now, can we talk about your Brits outfit?
Can I just say the amount... There's two things I want to say about G&D, because they're everywhere at the moment. The amount of... G&D that DM'd me going, can't wait for William to talk about this on the podcast.
It was sent to me by a few people.
Was it? Now, what,
I mean, I saw it, obviously.
So are we talking specifically the outfit or the neckerchief?
The whole ensemble.
Okay. What would you like to say?
Well, my favourite comment goes to our friend Luxury Luke, who messaged me saying, not sure about Virgin Atlantic's new outfit.
All the bitchy gaze sliding into the DMs.
Yes. Talk me through it.
So,
what were you thinking that evening?
No, well, first of all, it's a great suit. It's like a casual suit, as you would say.
Suit.
Which are very much in at the moment. And it's from a company called Batch. Check them out. They're on Instagram. They're really good. Two lads that.
All right.
Run
do
it.
I get a cut of this?
Yeah. They're absolutely brilliant, and the suits are beautiful. It's like a really nice jacket, but nice trousers, and it was all fitted and stuff.
Oh.
And then they had some lovely neckerchiefs that they sent out. And I was like, it's my new thing. I've just ordered a shitload of neckerchiefs.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Brought said neckerchief in with me
today. Oh, that is the neckerchief.
That is the neckerchief. And it... Oh, it still smells. So
still smells a little bit of mud.
And I was getting some really nice compliments. Obviously, I was getting the whole Joan and Sal thing. You can't wear that in Burnley. But everyone wore it.
To be honest, Jordan, I don't think you can wear that in London.
What? So did you not like it?
And no.
Just let me prove to you now. I'm going to put my neckerchief on. I haven't done this properly.
I also got sent a picture by Alex of you learning how to tie a neckerchief in the car back from Essex/Sussex. Isn't there one of the Kens in the Barbie film that has a neckerchief
See,
like that?
How much better? How much does that elevate that outfit?
Elevate? Look at him.
It does. I might just keep this on for the rest of the...
Yeah, go for it.
Hey, how are you doing? Just drinking a scotch with a neckerchief.
Go on, drink from your cup. Complete the look. Jordan's drinking from his sippy cup.
Have you never worn a neckerchief?
No.
I got a lot of pictures of the blonde one from Scooby-Doo.
Yes, Fred.
Yeah. But Vernon Kay sent me a lovely message.
Okay.
He sent me pictures of loads of people that have worn neckerchiefs. John Wayne.
Okay.
Yeah, he wore a neckerchief.
And sometimes you walk like John Wayne. So kind of it fits.
Roger Moore. I was in an hotel next to him.
Gosh, look at Roger Moore's hair.
I know. I was in an hotel next to him.
You've
one
done
night.
This joke.
Honestly. All I could hear was all night was, oh, Roger Moore. Oh, Roger Moore. And Elvis with a neckerchief.
Oh. All people that are now dead.
Roger Moore's not dead, is he?
Yes.
When did Roger Moore die?
A while ago.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
So just be. Let's hope that I've got neckerchief isn't cursed.
I've got his book, but yeah, I'm really. Do you know what? I was like, I knew when I wore it, I was going to get some shit.
Well, and you do you, Jordan.
And the most passive aggressive comment I was when I put it in the family group chat. My mum said, "I think I like it." Do you reckon I keep it on for the rest of the show?
Yeah. You okay. Go for it. And I thought you liked things being tied around your wrists, not your neck.
Also, as well, I am worried. Just bear with me a second. I got my new glasses this week.
Yes.
So I'm a bit worried with the neckerchief. And my new,
trying not to laugh.
My new fancy London glasses.
Think of something sad.
I'm going to ask you a question. Okay, and I want you to be brutally honest.
Yes.
Have I changed?
I think you look gorgeous.
Yeah?
Yes. You look lovely.
Okay.
Can I see the glasses, please? Oh, cute. Okay. Yes, nice, good.
Try them on. Oh, no, you don't see you.
All right.
No.
Okay. I was. You don't. You actually. You and I have got similar eyes because I can sort of see through those.
How are you doing? So the G&Divas were messaging me saying I can't wait for William to give you feedback about your neckerchief. Should I keep this on?
Yes, keep it on.
Okay. Oh no, I've got makeup on. I don't want
to. Oh, do you have to return it?
Yeah, I don't want to get makeup. No, I just don't want to get it all grotty. Should I keep it on?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Maybe wear it as a headscarf and channel the late Queen.
Also.
Jordan's twisting it.
I was on Big Brother Late and Live this week as well.
Right.
Yeah, and we're speaking to the audience and we're about to go live and they're like 20 counting down and literally as we got to 10, two G&Divas just went, Wendy! I was like, oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, I had it yesterday. I was doing a talk for a lovely corporate, not far from here actually, and I arrived and someone went, Wendy! Oh gosh, that's a throwback.
What did you say?
Canterbury potato peeler, obviously.
Good. What else has been going on? How's your week? How's Mikey? He's been quiet.
Mikey's fine.
I've not heard from him in a while.
Well, you'll see him when we go away in a few weeks. You'll see him.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'll bring the lube this time.
I don't know what to say.
I know, actually. I think it's Stuart's turn. Anyway.
I'm fine. I obviously am ecstatically happy. You obviously didn't. Another message you didn't read. But announced yesterday at time of recording, in fact, I phoned Mikey and I was so breathlessly excited, Mikey generally thought something had gone wrong. They have announced that Mary Poppins is coming back on a UK tour.
With ZZ?
Sadly not with ZZ.
Oh, on tour. Where are they going to, will they do London?
Not on a tour. It'll do the same thing because it's quite a big show, so they have to go to the biggest theatre. So it'll be Bristol. I'm guessing here at the time of recording, the lineup has not been announced, but it'll be Bristol, Manchester, Birmingham, Edinburgh, Cardiff, and that's probably it.
This are you going to go to all the shows?
I'll definitely go to Bristol and Manchester.
Okay.
And if I happen to be in,
what if you don't like it as much as
Jordan? Come on.
So how long has it been now since you got your Mary Poppins fix?
Since the 8th of January 2023.
So it's been over a year?
Yes.
Wow.
It's been over a year. It's coming back at the end of this year, we think, starting. I've seen Mary Poppins since it... Well, obviously I loved the books and the film as a child, and then the stage show started in 2004. And generally, Mary Poppins, particularly the musical, has always come back into my life, or I have gone to see it when I am...
This is your Roman Empire, isn't it? As they say on TikTok. Yeah.
Yes. When I'm sort of not in a bad place, because I'm very fortunate I've never been in a bad place, but when there has been a blip or something's going wrong or I need cheering up. And generally yesterday I've got the last 10,000 words to write of my book, more on that in a few weeks. And I sort of had a bit of a writer's block and literally then it was announced that she's coming back.
Oh, so it has.
And I got very emotional yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah. So prepare yourself for a trip to Birmingham to see it at some point.
Right. So.
Or Bristol.
Is it going to be the same cast? Is it going to be...
No.
Who's playing Buttons?
Buttons?
What's he called?
Bert.
Bert. Buttons. Bert.
You've even seen it twice and presumably have seen the film, which is 60 years old this year.
I took my two nephews. I've never told William this. They weren't into it.
Well, I'm worried
Mom,
about that.
Mum, I'm bored!
What's that? This is the computer game generation. They should wait until they're at least 34 to get into computer games.
Seb, up and down aisles.
Up and down the aisles?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have tasered him.
Like, Mummy, when's it over? I thought, Seb, 50 quid a ticket there. Sit down. Have some food. I'm hungry. Every 10 minutes.
Well, you can lead a horse to water.
Yeah. It's kind of like, how old, like when you were 12 years old, you were like peek into Poppins.
Yep.
Mine was the Street Fighter movie.
Right.
With Jean-Claude Van Damme. I'm going to get on my boat and I'm going to kick that bastard bison's ass so hard. Have you ever seen it?
No.
So when I was your age, I was obsessed with Street Fighter.
It says so much.
And Kylie Minogue's in it. And Jean-Claude
it.
Van Damme. And it turns out he was off his nut for most of the filming. But anyway,
right.
It's a fantastic. And I used to have sleepovers at my mates, so I'd go to theirs and I'd bring the same video around.
I'll be Kylie.
So that was me. So if Street Fighter was touring, I'd probably go and watch it.
Right.
Yeah, it's such a great film. I'm going to get on my boat. I'm going to kick that bastard Bison's ass so hard. Yeah.
Oh, you what go. Beautiful dialogue.
He said, we can all go home. We can all go home.
What, sorry, can I just, are you being cancelled for this? What no, it's are you doing?
I'm doing Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to get on my boat and I'm going to kick that bastard Bison's ass so hard. It's great. It's just such a good film.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I'll watch it and you can watch Poppins, so okay. That's fine. Hilariously, Mike, his colleague Max at his work, who's a G&D diva, said to him the other day, he took him to one side and went, can I just ask, is everything that William and Jordan say on the podcast, is everything like real? Is everything true? And Mikey said, yes, it's fine. Yeah, it's all stories that happen in their life. It's real. He went, William said the other day that you and he listened to Capital and you liked it. And I just don't believe that. Genuinely, that's what he said. And we did. We did genuinely, when you were being announced, listen.
Can I just say?
And thought it was very good. But I love the fact, I thought he was thinking, Frank the dog, me and Geneva.
No, my mum genuinely wanted to put the dead dog in the freezer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't make...
No, the bit he thought, out of everything we say, was that I listened to Capital and liked it.
Do you know how many mates and family have now, like, come over and been like, it's been great. I've been listening. Yeah. My mum's got it on all the time.
I know, she's said it before.
I love that, Sian. Oh, she's funny. Oh, she's the girly girl like me, something mum says. So, yeah. No, people ask me that all the time. They're like, do you make stuff up? I'm like, no. If anything, the stuff we don't. You should see what's cut.
Yes. Well, that's why you should come to the tour. Yeah.
But we are going to be doing our sexted voyage.
Sexted voyage.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's nice to see other bricklayers, builders listening to the podcast as well. What site was he on?
The one in the City of London.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Your career is, we've talked about, is going from absolute strength to strength.
Oh, I mean...
It? You're doing incredibly well.
Oh, bless you.
The only way... Well, really, the only way from here is down. But you
you're not wrong.
Yeah. But my career... I don't want to eclipse you, Jordan. Okay, I don't want to be...
Let me say, you're doing really well as well.
I got the call we all dream of getting.
What?
From this morning to say...
To be on the sofa?
Well, nearly. Would I come on Monday's show? They've got a rumpologist on. And would I be willing to get my bottom out for a rumpologist to analyse what my bottom says about me?
Right.
I was unavailable.
Two years ago. Yeah, you probably would have done.
No, I'm not getting my bum out.
Who did somebody actually do that?
Genuinely, on Friday night when I was telling Mikey that, I went... Oh, they'll ask Lizzie Cundy. She'll do it Monday morning.
Wow.
There she was. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I said no.
Okay.
But it's just nice
full
to
on
see.
Arse, get your arse cheeks out.
Yeah. Hilariously, he was phoning me whilst I was in the gym. And I was texting the producer back saying, oh, I'll phone you in a minute, thinking, oh, okay, gosh, you know, I haven't been on this morning for a while in my own right. I'm often there with you more recently.
I'm on in a few weeks, I think.
Are you?
I think.
And
pencil.
It's a pencil.
I think it is.
And then I sort of make it out. I cut my work out short to phone him back. Well, I get my bum out. No. But thanks for thinking that I potentially, there was like one nano bit of me that may. Talking of this morning, mm-hmm. when they announced the new hosts were Ben and Kat, I thought, well, fantastic. I'll watch that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not obviously our Ben and Kat.
We've got two Ben and Kats, haven't we? Yeah, Ben Shepherd and Kat Dealey.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, he's been in touch.
He's been in touch?
Yeah. All I'm going to say is, and he's been listening to a podcast.
Oh, has he been? Because I haven't been sure whether he has been listening or not.
He's been listening.
Okay.
And just to say, you're not the only member of the team that has been in a cell recently.
Has he been as well?
I'm not saying anything. It's his truth to tell. But
no. Okay, can we just stop this word truth? It's not history, it's called a story.
It's his truth to tell.
It's a story.
When he's back, he's just extended by another 2 weeks as well.
Yeah, well, don't say that. They'll all stop listening. No. They're all listening for his return.
Yeah, he's just added, and he's just asked for an extra 2 weeks, but we've signed it off. We haven't. We
said 2 years. Never been better in the last couple of months, to be honest.
He will be telling that when he gets back.
Right.
Yeah. And he's definitely.
If we allow him to be back on the mic.
Yeah, we'll get him back. And he's definitely had a threesome. I mean, he's not, but I've just got that in my head.
I don't know why Jordan spends his time thinking.
Because he's experimenting, you know. He's out there, he's
but
traveling.
Why do you have to? It's very expensive to go to that part of the world to experiment.
Finding his inner self.
There's a dark room in Soho he could have gone and saved himself the money.
He's finding his inner self, and apparently so is half of Cambodia. By the way, I'm making that. I don't know if he has. I've just got it in my head, he is.
Yes.
Mm. It's what you do when you go abroad. I can imagine him. Have you seen that? Have you seen that scene on In Between Us movie?
No.
Where he got traveling in this, and Will's on the guitar.
No.
The first time ever I let him singing by a little campfire. Ever I saw your face. Your face.
Well, if I'm not watching Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I'm going to get on my board. Anyway.
I'll make sure I watch that. Should we go to Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week?
Oh, shit. Why didn't you tell me it was Jolly Joke this week?
Jordan, for 3 years now, it has oscillated between me doing something and you doing something.
Okay, let me have a look. Hang on, just let me get this. Hello? What? I'm just in a recording. Hey, you dirty cow. You want to do what? I'm in a recording. You dirty catch your mum. I'll pinch that. I've seen it on TikTok. Is that my joke?
No. How can we go into the break with that?
That's them two lads on TikTok. It's so funny.
That narrows it down.
I'm trying to wait there. I did get one from our Lee this week. Oh, why did I set up that group with you and Viral Freddy as
well? Oh, we haven't talked. We'll talk about that next week. He right. set up a group with me, Viral Freddy, and
I'm
him.
Low-key obsessed with him. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yoda lady. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Oh, can't wait.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week.
All right, Gene Davis, thanks for sticking with us. It's now time for Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week, the punchline. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yoda lady.
Yoda lady who?
Stop yodeling. That's from Luna via Instagram. Gemma sent us this one. I went to the zoo the other day and there was only one animal in there. It was a dog. It was a shit zoo. This is a classic. I've not heard this for years. Two muffins in an oven.
Mm.
One says to the other, God, is it me or is it hot in here? Other one says, fuck me, a talking muffin. How do you make a snooker table laugh?
Poke it. I don't know.
Go down its pockets and tickle its balls.
Oh. Is that a bit problematic?
Possibly.
Because if I went down your trousers and tickled your balls...
Wouldn't be the first time.
No.
Why are a washing machine laughing?
I don't know.
Because it was taking their piss out their knickers.
Wow. Okay, well, crashing on. Campman fans.
Oh, sprinkle, sparkle, spunk.
Spunk.
Oh, can I just say? Right, you just reminded me. Sorry. Right, so I set up my new... I promise you, I set up my new Capital FM email. Yeah. So I've just got it set up and I...
Read it out.
Right, I shit you not, the first email I got to my Capital account was, they don't even work there. It was, oh, where is it now? It was from a guy called Callum with the heading semen, right? And it was the first email I got. It said, hiya, yogurt water mix works well for mock semen and it's safe for consumption. We use it in film and TV, Callum. Checked his email account. It's not even another global one. So, yeah. Anyway.
Well, good to know.
So that's how we're going to make the spunk.
Right. Well,
yogurt
thank you, Callum.
Would you prefer...
What is yogurt water?
It's just yogurt mixed with water. Do you prefer, like, would you prefer low fat, normal? You're eating it.
I'm big into coconut yogurt, actually, at the moment.
Okay. Or would you prefer naturel? Because I'm happy to have lots of pineapple before. That's sweet. 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 Anyway, what are you going to say?
Campman fans, we've got some exciting news for you. You can now get Sprinkle Sparkle and Spunked by our new Campman merch. We've got a fresh t-shirt and jumper design in our shop dedicated to the campest superhero of them all.
Sprinkle Sparkle Spunk.
You can head to
sexandmyboss.com/shop to get yours. Loads of people have been wanting to order these. Did we add extra spunk?
Yeah,
that was my only notes. It needed extra spunk.
Sometimes with our WhatsApp groups, it's a fine line between in any other business, we would be hauled up in front of HR.
Mm.
But sort of in the sexted universe, you are able to say it needs more spunk.
It needs more
and
spunk.
It's not a problem.
Spunk, how are we getting on with the costume?
We're working on it.
Mm. Okay. I want full sign off on that before we go.
Okay. It's time for questions and dilemmas. Remember, all the information is sexandmyboss.com.
You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexandmyboss.com, or you can DM us. We're @sexandmyboss on the socials. Or you can write to this man here, who in the fullness of time promises a handwritten reply on our luxury greeting cards with executive cell-seal envelopes. The address is on the website, sexandmyboss.com.
I'm a commercial litigator at a top UK law firm, a loyal Gene Diva, an all-round good time, contrary to a very serious-sounding job. Really? Are they? I have recently returned to work after a much-needed holiday. To my dismay and horror, I realised that my out-of-office message contained the typo of all typos. He has copied the full message below. I am anal leave between 23rd of February and 24th of March.
I'm on anal leave.
I will not have access to my emails during this time. If you have an urgent query, please contact my PA on the details provided above. So what is the etiquette for facing my colleagues and clients after 10 days of anal leave?
That's just a holiday to you, isn't it? It's a week off.
Week off.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yes.
That is brilliant. So what would you do if you had your out of office on as I'm on anal leave?
I think you've just got to laugh at it.
You've just got to laugh it off.
You've got no other option.
Yeah. For effect, I would walk into the office with a massive limp on Monday morning and just be like, what's he called?
Anonymous.
They'd be like, oh, fair play, he's owned this. Just walk in with a massive limp and go, a massive limp and a tan.
A tan?
Yeah, because he'd been on anal leave. Make it even better, just walk in with a limp, a big tub of Sudocrem in one hand and a bucket in the other. Just say, sorry, I've been on anal leave. That was my advice.
Okay, good. I would say laugh it off. And actually, whilst we're on out-of-office messages, I've had a couple of... I've emailed a few people this week, obviously, that's sort of what happens, and got a few out-of-offices. Don't just put, I'm away until Tuesday. Thanks, Bob. Great. Delighted you're away. My issue is important. Who do I contact in your absence,
Bob? No, I disagree. No, if you're away, you're away. They're not paying you.
Yeah, but if we've got a client-supplier relationship... I want to know who I then
They're
contact.
Away. They're away.
No.
You'll pick it up when they get back.
I disagree. We'll move on. This is from Grace. Hi, William and Jordan and team. Hope you're well and enjoying life outside the shadow of EPB. It was a very, very thin shadow. Where do we know where he is in the world at the moment?
Oh, God knows. No. Cambodia?
No, I think he's in Argentina now.
Oh, yeah, he's in Argentina.
Which I think is the last...
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Oh, I do hope we have a photo of him doing the Eva Perón hands.
The truth is, I never loved you so. Hi, guys.
I have a dilemma and I'm hoping you can help me.
It's the worst place to be. Isn't it veggie nowadays?
Love a steak, aren't they?
Yeah. I apologise too much. I say sorry for people bumping into me, people getting in my way, and my personal record is apologising to an inanimate object. I even say sorry about the weather. How can I avoid this? What can I say in place of, sorry, the weather is bad, or sorry, your food wasn't nice? Yours sincerely, Grace. P.S. Sorry for emailing in.
Grace, I always get told off for this and say I apologise too much, and then people go, it's a sign of weakness, and I'm like, it's not. But I always start...
It's a sign of Britishness.
I always start... by saying sorry. And I think if you can tone it down a bit, but there's nothing wrong in saying sorry.
Well, it's like with any word. If you say it too much, it loses its value. It's a bit like people that swear. If you swear absolutely all the time, it does not carry any clout or any sort of abrasive connotation. I would say with sorry, and I'm sort of slightly at pains to say this to Jordan, if you are... It depends on who you are in the context of, let's say, a meeting, for example, or a group of friends. Obviously, you want to be on time. That's sort of rule number one. So you don't need to say sorry for being late, for example. But if you are the sort of the line manager or the boss and you walk in, if you say something like, sorry for being late, everyone, the power is then with the people that you have kept waiting. If you walk in and you say, thank you for waiting, everybody, it means the same. You're acknowledging that they had a wait, but you're not apologising.
I think that's a load of bollocks.
And the power is still with you.
That's such, like, toxic, like...
It's not toxic.
If a boss can't say sorry for being late...
But don't say... It's all about the first thing.
Oh, I disagree.
Say it at the end, but if you're... When you walk into a meeting or the start of an email, for example, and actually, good on you, Grace, you've put it at the bottom.
That's like some 1980s in the city yuppie shit, isn't it? Don't apologise for what I'm the boss. Oh, don't apologise to no one. Don't show weakness. Don't back down. It's just, it's like you watch The Apprentice now. It's like nobody talks to each other like that in business. Not that no much.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I disagree there. There's not wrong with saying sorry. There's not wrong with a boss saying sorry for keeping your way in or sorry I'm late.
Well, as I say, really, you shouldn't need to say either because you're on time.
They talk about on Rest is Politics. It's like, why can't politicians just say sorry? Because then apparently if they say sorry, then they're admitting they're wrong.
Well, it's sort of, it's semi-legal, isn't it? Because if someone goes into the back of you on the road, you go into the back of someone and you come out the car and go, oh, I'm so sorry. The moment you've admitted liability, whether it was your fault or not, because you've admitted liability.
I don't think there's anything wrong in it. Just try to not do it as much. I'm very much like that. If someone bumps into me, I'm very British. Like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Sorry. Put me in the car. There's room for two of us there, you cockhead. Fucking hell, how do you pass a test? Get Mr. Magoo over there. It's completely different.
Who was Mr. Magoo?
Cartoon from, I think, like the 80s. Wore big glasses. Yeah, like mine.
Yes, I was going to say, did he have a neckerchief?
I think he did, actually. Did you ever watch Mr. Ben?
Yeah, sort of.
Did you ever watch Bagpuss?
No.
Used to purr like a cat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Katie. Dear William and Jordan, I have a dilemma and I think you'll both understand my anxiety in this situation. My boyfriend and I have been together for a year and a half now and things are going very well. He makes me so happy and I love the life we're making together. We are, however, from very different backgrounds. We can relate. I come from Bradford in West Yorkshire, and although I wouldn't use the word, I am what they call common. My partner is from Buckinghamshire. Has had a very different upbringing to me. He's well posh. His family are wonderful and have never made me feel different when I'm visiting, but now they want to meet my mum and dad. My dad is a lovely man, but has some opinions I get a bit embarrassed about. My mum is also the nicest woman alive, but like me, tends to knock the drinks back a bit too quickly. I know that after a few drinks, the conversation will be flowing and they will get on like a house on fire, but I am unbelievably nervous. How can I relax about things so I won't just micromanage the conversation? All my love, Katie.
Katie, all I'm going to say is it'll be fine.
Mm.
It will be fine.
You could also remove yourself from the situation. So introduce them and then you and your partner maybe go for a walk or so just sort of take yourself out of it.
Just all in my situation, just give them a bit of a briefing before. Just be like.
But I think with anything, even if you're meeting a new friend and you go, don't mention this, don't mention this. It's like don't mention the war in Fawlty Towers. If you sort of.
No, there's a couple of things you can say to them. Just be like, don't say that or just say, not on the first meeting, tell him after. My dad's got certain jokes. I'm like, don't do that one.
The Guinness joke.
Oh, yeah. He's also got a...
He's got others.
Yeah, he's got others. He told one at christening. I was like, oh, God. Yeah.
God bless him.
Sam Andy loved it.
Yeah, of course he did. Yeah.
So, honestly, it'll be fine.
But I think...
Are you going to Bradford or Buckinghamshire?
Hopefully the latter.
Hey, no wrong with Bradford.
No,
Bradford.
What?
That's what they say.
What do they say?
Bradford.
Bradford?
Yeah.
I've been to the Bradford Alhambra Theatre.
There's someone really famous from Bradford that I was watching recently. Who was it?
Jean-Claude Van Damme?
No. Who was it? Oh, it was Yorkshire Ripper, sorry.
And they're very proud.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Hey, no, seriously, you've got to watch. Is it called In Plain? If you're listening now and you need a good drama to watch, because they tell it from the woman's perspective. And it's absolutely fantastic. The Long Shadow.
The Long Shadow.
It's fantastic. Anyway, sorry.
Back to producer Ben.
I'm sure if you're from Bradford, you can tell us some famous people that are from Bradford.
Yeah.
There's a few.
That are maybe not serial killers.
They had the weirdest football mascot in the 90s. So ours was a bee. Preston's.
Is it still a bee?
No, Preston's was a duck. Like, Wigan had. What did Wigan have? Can't remember. Bradford, I promise you. And if tell me I've not like had some weird fever dream about this, any Bradford fans. It was a fat bloke in a Bradford top and a bowler hat and an umbrella. No costume.
Oh, was that Bradford and Bingley? There was a building society called Bradford and Bingley and they had a bowler hat.
Anyway.
How funny. Anyway, we'll crash on. This is from Anonymous. Hello, William and Jordan. Last year, I realised that a good friend of mine had a problem in their house. They have fleas. Have you ever had... No, you had nits, didn't you?
God, everyone had nits.
I didn't have nits.
Yes, you did.
Oh, yes, I did. My mother told me recently. Remember, I think we talked about this a couple of years ago. And I asked her, did I ever have nits? And she admitted to me, aged, I think, 32 at the time, I did, but she didn't tell me. She didn't want to upset me.
Of course. Even then you were too
My whole
precious.
Life is a lie.
One of my mum's threats was I'll get knit comb out. Used to get the slipper or the knit comb.
And did that work on you age 20?
No. She'd be like, do you not remember knit comb? You used to have a knit nurse.
No, well, apparently, remember she told me it was some sort of special conditioner that she was putting in my hair?
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. Give me more.
How did she not know?
One time I randomly got one on my arm and they said it must have been brought in by our other friend who has a cat. Another time I brought one home with me and quickly killed it when I noticed it. The third and final time was on their stairs as I was picking up one of my kids and that one was particularly huge.
Oh, don't say you've got kids and fleas, they'll have social services around.
I mentioned it on that occasion, but the response I got was our cat doesn't have fleas, we treat him. I recently got cats of my own and I absolutely cannot risk one of them getting a flea either. Anyway, my dilemma is this. I miss spending time with my friend and I'm fed up with making excuses as to why I can't go round there, so what should I do? How do you tell someone that I've distanced myself through fear of fleas and I can't go to their house in case I bring them home again? Yours, itchingly, Anonymous.
Oh, that's a great question.
It's hard. I mean, I would not, like, I love you to pieces, but if you suddenly had fleas, you wouldn't, but I'd just go with it. I would not come round to your house.
Would you not?
No.
Do you think Anonymous should be honest with a friend?
I'd be honest. You can be honest with compassion.
I think
I'd love to come round. Your house is infested. Until you get it sorted out, let's go to Starbucks.
Yeah, and if they were a good friend, they'd understand.
Yeah.
And you'd want to know.
Sounds like they're in denial.
You'd want to know if you had fleas. Would you give the same advice for crabs?
I don't think, well, you can catch crabs, but probably not over a cup of coffee.
No.
Anything you want to tell me?
I can honestly say I've never had crabs.
Have you never had crabs?
No.
Didn't you have chlamydia?
No.
No, you have chlamydia pants.
Yeah, I did a chlamydia test at uni.
And you were clear?
Yeah.
Which STIs have you had?
I'm not going into this. None.
Really?
There's no shame in STIs.
No, not at all.
No. How many have you had?
None.
Anyway, fleas, crabs, STIs, just deal with it openly and honest. You could send an anonymous text.
No, just tell them.
Yeah.
It's not pleasant. It's also not hygienic. If they've got kids or if you can get any, even just if they don't have kids and they live on their own, it's not hygienic. They need to sort it out.
Okay.
Kill them with kindness.
Yeah, I think you need to tell them. You can't give your kids fleas.
No.
No.
This is from Ryan. Hello, William Jordan and the entirety of the Sexted team.
Hi.
Hello, everyone. My husband and I had been living in our home for only a few months when, at about 11 p.m, we heard a loud bang on the roof. I instantly thought it was a branch from the tree above our room, but we went outside to verify what happened. We could see a silhouette of something, but could not make it out. All of a sudden, there was a loud crack sound, and then the silhouette fell almost 20 feet, hit the roof of our neighbour's house, then bounced and fell the remaining 15 feet onto the ground and in front of me. After the initial shock, I realised that the silhouette was a late 20s to early 30s completely nude man. Wow.
Sounds like a good night.
The impact knocked him out, and he lay there on his back, fully naked. My husband wanted to take a photograph, okay, because he said that no one would believe this story without proof. I told him no, that would be in poor taste. Quite agree. I called the emergency services and the man awoke after they arrived and started checking him out. They took him away on the stretcher. We think he was caught up in a scandalous affair with someone in the apartment complex behind us and climbed up the tree behind our house.
Defo.
We are just upset that he never got back in touch to say thank you for calling the ambulance. We're desperate to know the scoop and see if he was okay. So how appropriate would it be to do some snooping on the neighbours, and how would we even start to find out about the naked man in our garden? Kindest regards, Ryan. P.S. After we went back into our room, we laid back in bed and I started singing It's Raining Men. We cracked up. Well, it's a riot in their house.
Ryan, I think it's one of those that you're probably never going to see him again.
No.
No, I think...
Or know what's happened.
I think you're right in saying he was definitely having an affair and I snuck out.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to jump out of someone's window?
No.
Or something? No.
No, I don't think I've ever climbed out of a window for any purpose.
Climbed down a drain pipe.
Have you?
No. I know people who have.
Really? Because of...
I know, yeah. Mm. Yeah. It just reminded me, I had to do that with my next door neighbour.
What?
Next door but one.
Where you are now?
He got locked out of the house. He was in just his boxers and I had to give him a boost over the garden fence.
Your Honour. Okay.
I did. Yeah.
What, now?
It was about 3 months ago.
Gosh.
Yeah, he was just in his boxes. He was really embarrassed.
Is this the guys upstairs that you invited to see your dance
next
board?
Next door but one.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had to give him a boost. I think, yeah, you just...
Why did he need a chocolate bar?
I'm sorry. Very good. Are they still going?
Maybe, yeah.
They need to bring back marbles.
Marbles? Mm,
that was a very good extinct chocolate bar.
Marbles?
Did he still do double-deckers?
Yes, I think so.
I really want a Kinder Bueno now.
Okay, well, we'll go and get you one after this.
Okay.
Ryan, going back to your question, nothing you can do.
No.
It's a funny story, but there may not be a resolution. Oh, can I also... talking funny stories where there's no resolution
can
yet.
Can I just ask, for Ryan, am I the only one that's thinking it? Was he like, was he semi, was he slack, was he still hard? Like, because that would
yes,
help the
yes, you are
tale.
The only one.
Because if he was on slack, then floppy. Then
yes, thank you. I cracked the code.
He might just fell out of bed.
I mean, that's a way to go.
But if he was semi, then it might have been.
Yeah, but I think it sounds like his journey sort of, you know, there were stages to it.
Yeah. Let us know. Get back in touch for the bonus, Ryan.
Talking of funny stories that don't have resolutions yet, thank you, by the way, to everybody. And I have had so many messages about my Swiss incident from a couple of weeks ago. So thank you very much. I'm okay. It's still pending. I will give you an update as and when it has processed through the Swiss legal system.
For the first time ever, we can actually say William Hansen's done a bit of bird.
What does that mean?
Jail time.
Oh, right. Well, I haven't done jail time. It was a holding cell. I had to make that perfectly.
They call it bird, don't they? Yeah, done a bit of bird.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you. You don't get that, do you?
No.
Okay. I thought that was very good for me. Thank you for your questions and dilemmas. Remember, you can listen and watch every Tuesday and Friday. And on the next episode...
Oh, tell us.
A vet has been in touch. Not a person called a vet.
No.
I assume.
Well, she may be called a vet. She may be a vet called a vet.
A vet has been in touch about the frozen owl dilemma.
More bird.
And we hear your reactions to William being locked up.
Oh.
We should leave on that Akon song.
Lonely?
No. Hang on. Let me get it up.
And the song.
This is, you'll be able to relate to these lyrics now. Me and Rick used to listen to this in year 10.
Life was different then.
This was you in Switzerland, in yourself. Listen, this is so good.
It's a long intro.
I'm steady trying to find a motive. Why do what I do? Freedom ain't getting no closer. No matter how far I go, my car is stolen. No registration. Cops patrolling. And now they're gonna stop me and I get locked up. They won't let me out. They won't let me out. I'm locked up. They won't let me out. Oh, as if I still know the lyrics. I'm locked up.
Are you not reading them off your phone?
They won't let me out. They won't let me out. I'm locked up.
Well, that's lovely. See you on Friday.
They won't let me out.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.